This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
The right hand of God. Psalm 63 verse 8. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. This psalm was composed in the time of Absalom, the period when David was driven away by the rebellion and compelled to seek a refuge in that wilderness. What a place to find refuge. Can it be truly a place of refuge? You can be protected for some time, but not all the time. It can turn out to be a place of loneliness, hopelessness, fear, anxiety and pain. It can also be a place where others can't reach you or even find you. David says, I cling to you. There is no one else that he can cling on to. Remember, it is in the wilderness. In verse 3 and verse 7, he says two things. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. And in verse 7, he says, because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. He did not let the wilderness experience to drown him in sorrow and pain. He says, I will bless you. I will lift up my hands in your name. My mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. I will rejoice. My friend, the wilderness experience can be a place where you have time to commune with God rather than complaining about God. It can also be a place for God to strengthen your faith rather than you dwelling on your fears. David experienced confidence and calmness in the wilderness. You know, a sea captain on his retirement skippered a boat taking day trippers to the islands. On one trip, the boat was full of young people. These young ones laughed at the old captain when they saw him saying a prayer before setting out, because the day was fine. However, they were not long out at sea when a storm suddenly blew up and the boat began to pitch violently. The terrified passengers came to the captain and asked him to join them in prayer. But he replied, I say my prayers when it is calm. When it is rough, I attend to my ship. The lesson is that if we cannot or will not see God in quiet moments of our lives, we are not likely to find him when trouble strikes. One of the shortest prayers ever composed was written by a French sailor. Lord, my boat is small and the ocean is great. Come quickly. Lord, my boat is small and the ocean is great. Come quickly. My friend, are you in the wilderness right now, seeking for help? No one is able to reach you. The hand of God will give you the confidence and the calmness in your wilderness. Look back, and I'm sure you too can say, like the psalmist, because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. Because you've been my help, therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. As you're listening, pause for a moment. In that place where you are, in that situation where you are, lift up your head and say, Lord, my boat is small. The ocean is great. Come quickly. And I'm sure the Lord will meet you in that place where you need him. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.